What's up, everybody? Johnny James here. Hey, so I wanted to go ahead and cover, so I feel like I'm working in threes here when it comes to tips and things that I like, but three businesses here in Tri-Cities, Washington that I would recommend checking out if you haven't heard of or haven't checked them out already. I'm not affiliated with these businesses, or they're not paying me any money to go ahead and give them a shout out. I'm one of those that I think people should go to a good, honest establishment that truly values all their customers. That's just something that holds true to me, and so I like to see that in a business that I go to. So when I receive that kind of treatment, It really responds well with me, because I try to have that empathy and respect and love and care for anybody I do business with. And for those who don't know, I'm a photographer and do videography as well. JohnnyKJamesPhotography.com. Feel free to check it out. But anyway, this isn't about me. This is about these businesses that I want to definitely give a shout out to. So the first one, if you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle and you want top of the line, this vehicle is going to be in immaculate condition, hands down, you have to go to Archibald's. They're located in Kennewick. I had work with them for a little under 2 years, but I'm no longer with them. But I worked for a lot of the different car lots here in Tri-Cities and saw the good and the bad and the absolute ugly. And I can 100% say with full confidence that Archibald's, hands down, they're a wonderful, wonderful place. One of the things that I thoroughly enjoy about them is even in their sales meetings, it's not, hey, how can we produce more sales? How can we, sell this customer? How can we convert more people? Make sure that we don't let them leave the lot without buying. They preach every single Saturday sales morning, sales meeting, about how can we better serve our people? How can we show them how we care? How can we have a better process so people enjoy coming through here time and time again? And that even though we're a growing company, that we're not going to drop the ball on anybody. Danny Archibald, he's the owner there, and it's something that's embedded into him. He will even talk about how all this growth that they've had, it would keep him up at night if the ball had been dropped on any customer. That guy cares so much about everyone who comes through. It's unreal. I can't say I've ever seen any other business operate in the way and the fashion that they do. And a reason why I have so much faith outside of just the fact they care so much about their customers is, they show it in the way that they even take care of their own cars, which is crazy. They don't personally have their own mechanic, go through and evaluate their cars. What they do is they actually outsource it. So they send all their cars that they get through auction, trade-in, everything. They send it over to a separate shop that they pay to go through and go through it with a fine-tooth comb, basically. And it's cool because obviously that shop is going to try to pick it apart the best they can, because the more work they find, the more they get paid to go ahead and do those inspections. So they're not going to just brush over it and say, it's whatever. They actually go through and really, really put in the time and the effort to make sure they find anything and everything, wrong with these cars when they go ahead and sell them. Make sure that they're safe for people to go ahead and drive as soon as they're off the lot. Because, I've bought plenty of cars. Everybody knows that, I've had a lot of cars in my 29 years of life. But there's nothing more frustrating when you drive off the lot and then immediately you have something go wrong. And you can't help but feel angry. Archibald's, they put in the time and the effort to make sure that those cars are really, really safe, really, really reliable the moment they come off the lot. And it's just, it's something you don't see. You don't see that kind of transparency and honesty in today's business, unfortunately. A lot of it is just profit, 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 profit. How fast can we turn a profit? How, you know, how many clients can we sell? You know, that's why they even have an owner's guild, you know, member where they actually acknowledge people who continue to do repeat business with them. And you go into their business there and they have it displayed because, you know, it's a proud thing to show, hey, we have this many people that trust and admire us. So we're going to keep coming back to them because we know that they're never going to do us wrong. And, you know, Danny, him and everyone that he has in that office. I mean, there's Jordan Archibald and Johnny Archibald. They're a family-owned business. Then you have, Sean, the manager, Bruce, the finance manager. You have such a great core group of guys, and I could list more people in there, but they have such a great core group. And I recommend if you're car shopping, just go check them out and talk to them. I mean, you're not going to be pressured into, hold on a minute, I'm going to go grab another person. And then they do a turn because, like, at other car lots, they're required. Like, they are required to turn you to another salesman if that salesman doesn't feel that he can sell you. And so that way, another salesman comes in and is his or her job, to go ahead and sell you. So there's a lot of high pressure, and that's where car sales get such a bad rep in general. But Archibald's, they're not required to do that. They care more about you being happy. Even if you buy somewhere else, they want you to be pointed in the right direction. And it's just, I can't rant and rave enough about them because I am a huge raving fan of that business. So anyways, yeah, Archibald's, they're on Clearwater, right next to the pub there in Kennewick. So don't be confused. There's another car lot there. Make sure that you look for Archibald's. They renovated their whole building. It looks really, really nice. So very, very good establishment. Second business that I highly recommend is actually, it's a phone repair company. It's called The Phone Shop. They're also technically in Kennewick. They're on Gage. Christy, she's the owner there, and she's the thing I really, really like about her and the way she operates business is if she thinks that your phone would be better off to not be repaired or send it through Apple or a manufacturer, she'll straight up just tell you rather than sit there and just try to earn your business. Or, I don't know, do the, you know, charge you more to go ahead and do business through her when you could just send it off to that company. She'll just be very blunt and straightforward about that. Where I've seen plenty, you know, because I mean, everyone's had a phone failure at some point. I mean, phones are such a lifeline in our daily lives anyway, that you're almost bound to encounter a broken screen or, you know, something stopped working, and so you're looking for a quick fix, and you'll go in, and these guys will, you know, a lot of them will just do anything and everything they can to do, you know, to try to keep your business there at their shop. And Christy, if she thinks that it's going to be financially beneficial for you to go through her instead of going through, you know, Apple or any of the major cell phone companies, then she's going to go ahead and do what she can to help you. But, you know, don't confuse her honesty with not wanting to do business with you, because that's another thing that people who don't understand business or empathy for your clients, they may confuse that and they'll think, oh, she just doesn't want to help me. It's like, no, she's trying to do you a favor. And it's another thing, you know, I can appreciate as a business owner and entrepreneur is, you know, if you think there's a better route for somebody, give them the honest and better route, because they're going to appreciate you, you know, looking out for their better interest rather than just looking out for your wallet. And then third, another company I cannot get enough of, and I spend way too much money there, unfortunately, but is Roasters. They're a local-based company, started off here in Tri-Cities. They're growing really, really fast. They always provide top-notch, really, really good customer service because, you know, the owner, Wes, there, he understands, he knows that the customers are everything. If you're not giving them, you know, the experience they deserve, they're not going to come back to you. I mean, you can get a cup of coffee anywhere, but when you get an experience and you go through and you have just, you know, something that brightens your whole day just from going and getting a cup of coffee, you know, his baristas that he trains there. I always go to West Richland, and they're right there on Van Giesen, and Presley, she's the manager over there. She does a phenomenal job with the people that she trains, and it's like, I can't give her enough praise. I don't think I've ever had a bad cup of coffee when she's made my coffee. So she is very, very consistent, and the people who she trains to make coffee as well, and their customer interaction, you always get a consistent experience and a consistent cup of coffee when you go through that West Richland stand. And you know, the same applies to pretty much all their stands. I mean, it's like, I get it, you know, here and there, you know, you may get a burnt shot or whatever, and I'm no coffee expert, but I just drink a lot of Roasters coffee. But, you know, I've gone to plenty of other coffee stands, and you get a really bad cup of coffee almost consistently, or it's, you know, it's a 50-50. You don't know what you're going to get. And Roasters, they're just on point, and they always produce such a good cup of coffee and a great experience. So I've just been impressed with their entire establishment, especially watching them grow over the course of the years, because you can tell they're doing something right by how fast they're growing, because they clearly care about their customers. They clearly care about putting out a good quality product. So, but yeah, as far as those three businesses. So, one, Archibald's, two, the phone shop, and three, Roasters. I mean, if you haven't checked out any of those three, and if you're a coffee lover or need your cell phone repaired, or, you know, looking for a pre-owned vehicle, oh my gosh, you have to go to one of those three. And like I said, I'm not affiliated. They're not paying me anything to say this. I just wanted to go ahead and give a shout out to these guys, because they've been doing such a huge job, you know, a good job here in our local community. And I'm a big fan of local businesses. And plus, I had some time while I was waiting for some photos to export and upload online. So I wanted to go ahead and give these businesses a shout out while I was doing my work too. So, and then if you haven't checked out my work, so it's johnnykjamesphotography.com. And you can always look up Johnny K. James Photography on either Instagram, and then also Facebook as well. So thanks, guys.